Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk Girard Tiger Cross Country. Their girls team having a nice season. They were able to qualify for the sectional this weekend up in Oregon after a nice performance last weekend at the Rock Falls Regional. Isabella Pappas, congratulations. Tell us a little bit about your race last Saturday.
I think I ran good, but the wind could have been better, definitely, and I think I could have ran a better time if the wind wasn't as bad, but I am proud of how I did. And well, I'm trying to run in the 21s at sectional, so let's see if I can do it.
All right, and that was you told me off the air, time of 22:40 last Saturday, and your best time this year, 22:19. So,
yes.
Isabella Pappas, explain to our listening audience, how does one go from 22:40 to get down into the 21s? What kind of work does it take to do that?
Definitely hard work. I'm going to have to fight through the pain, and it's probably going to be cold, but I'm just going to have to get through it because I really want to get in the 21s.
Up at Oregon, have you had a chance to run there before, or what have you heard about that course, and how does that terrain suit your running style?
I have never ran there, so I have no idea how the course is at all. So it's going to be the first time.
What type of course do you prefer? Is it one over the other, or do they say, hey, Pappas, this is the course, and you say, I don't care, give me whatever the course is, I'm going to go run it?
I prefer flat courses because where I ran my best time was in Peoria, and that was most of a flat course. So if it's a flat course, I think I can definitely do it.
Yeah, and then you runners also say, well, if you're talking about the wind, Taylor, I want the wind at my back and not in my face. You were telling me off the air, this is a neat story. So you're a sophomore, didn't run cross country as a freshman, and kind of the track coaching staff says, hey, this might be a sport for you because you run the 800 in track. So a little bit about kind of the decision-making for you to say, yeah, I'm going to take this cross-country thing on.
So in the beginning, I was like, oh, I don't think I can do it at all. But my track coach said, you can. So there were summer practices, and I came to summer practice. And the first day of summer practice was horrible. I actually, like, puked. And, yeah, it was just bad. And then so I practiced over the summer, and then in the beginning of the season, I was like, oh, I still don't know if I can do this. But over the season, the practices got easier, the runs got easier, the meets got easier, and I've improved pretty much every meet. And now I'm at, like, a spot where I'm doing pretty good.
So you're glad you made the decision, I assume.
Oh, yes. I definitely love it. I love the team, and I love the coaches. They're great.
I know it's a sport that doesn't get nearly the recognition as some other sports. We know about that. But here's a chance for you. I tell a lot of kids this when I talk to them. You may not understand something that well if you don't do it, and then you say, man, I'm glad I really decided to do this. So maybe there's some other Isabella Pappases out there that maybe cross-country would be a good fit. So here is a chance for you to sell this sport not only to kids at Girard, but Rock Ridge, Orion, Mercer County. Why should they jump over the fence and do this?
Well, like I said, it was hard in the beginning, but the team is great. And you might think it's hard in the beginning, but once you get used to it, you will like it. Like, I just like the meets. I just like everything about it. Like, I love cross country.
All right, well, this is quite a day for me, too, because this is a two-generation interview of Pappases for me. Not long ago, I interviewed your father, Ted Pappas, covering the Mercer County board meet. But I'll tell you, Isabella, you're a much better interview than your than your dad talking about cross-country. But nice going. Keep up the good work again. Ran 22:40 last week. Going to get down under the 22s into the 21s. Up at the Oregon sectional. That's where the Girard Tiger girls cross country team will be running at this Saturday. Go Tigers. Good luck, Isabella Pappas, and thanks for coming on the air with us today.
Thank you so much.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.